Ah. How's your final boss juice?
Tastes like a final boss.
Yeah,
that's why I bought this today.
Yeah,
because I wanted to be part of the final boss.
You are the final
boss. I am the final boss. Have you had this Zoa flavor? Tropical Punch?
Have you had this Monster flavor?
What is it?
Ultra Fantasy Ruby Red?
I don't know. Welcome to Weenie right. Wrestling. We're trading energy drinks. Oh, that's like a grapefruit. You don't like grapefruit.
Yeah, I don't like grapefruit. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's
I
pretty
like
good.
Tropical Punch.
I like that.
All right. It's good. Good. There we are.
Yeah.
Trading energy drinks.
There it is. Probably shouldn't have done that because I've been sick all week, but that's right. It's not real. I think it's just allergies.
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh. Are you convinced?
I mean, I have a little bit of a cough, but like I'm pretty much...
I've had a little bit of a cough for a week, too.
I'm medicine-free. The fever is gone. It only lasted a night, and it was a low-grade fever anyway. I'm not really congested. I got a little bit of a cough from the post-nasal drip. I just think my allergies got out of control. And everybody says, like, doctors say you can't get a fever from allergies, but what the fuck do doctors know?
It's true. Shit.
I think I might have had just, like, the beginnings of, like, a sinus infection that my body was like, nope.
Ugh, boom. No thanks.
But medicine knocked that out. I apologize if I coughed through this episode.
As long as you're not burping or snorting.
Nope,
or
we're good.
Shit.
There's a little bit of a cough.
Don't shit on my episode.
I'm not gonna shit.
Don't you shit in here.
But welcome to We Need Wrestling. I'm DJ, that's Brett. I mean, this is literally my house. This is where I poop.
Not at the kitchen table.
That's true. At least not right now at the kitchen table.
Ugh. Have you ever shit on a kitchen table?
Just glass top tables for me. Yeah.
Who's lying underneath the glass top table?
Whoever wants to. Whoever, the highest bidder.
Well, right answer.
But I'm DJ, that's Brett. This is We Need Wrestling.
Hey.
How are you, pal?
I'm good.
Yeah, you cold?
No.
Get your hood up.
I just felt like putting my hood up.
That's nice, right? It's comfy. I get it.
Being secure.
I get it.
Now I feel conscious. Should I take it down?
It's only me. It's not like we're on fucking video here.
That's true. You don't know that.
That's true. Well, not right. There's hidden cameras all over this house.
That's true.
But that was a Brett cough, not a me cough. Yeah.
Are we going to do a cough count?
We can do a vest count. I was thinking about vest count the other day.
Wow, remember vest
remember
count?
Remember when the show wasn't good?
Wow.
Listen back. It doesn't age well.
It doesn't.
We were doing a lot of stupid shit.
We were wet behind the ears.
We were wet behind something.
I'm wet.
Ew.
I'm damp.
I'm drinking a final Boss Zero Sugar Tropical Punch Energy Drink. That's a Zoa with a nice... sky bluish can there.
Sky blue?
I mean, sky blue's a color before it was a fucking idiot person.
Wow.
Sorry, that came out real mean.
Whoa.
Spending 2 days in bed's got me a little riled up.
Oh my God.
I don't know if she's an idiot.
Spending 2 days in bed usually has me riled down.
Oh, well. How do you not know how to use double-sided tape? Anyway.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Listen, I got a new best friend, so we ain't got to worry about that. But you're doing okay?
Dude, I'm great. You're
good?
Yeah.
The week was good since the last time we spoke?
Yeah.
Everything's all right?
Yeah.
How'd you end up with the tourney, the NCAA? You all right?
That's
good?
That's still happening.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
This weekend's the Sweet 16 and the Elite 8.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
All right.
Yeah, 16 and 8.
How's your bracket?
Oh, it's busted as fuck, dude.
Do you think Caitlin Clark's going to go to the Big 3?
No, I hope not.
Okay.
No, I hope Philadelphia gets a team and she somehow gets there.
Okay.
Philadelphia had a WNBA team. I'd be all about it.
Yeah, be there all the time.
But unfortunately,
we probably play at like what the Murphy Rec Center. That's mean. I'm mean today.
The Liquor Center.
The Liquor Center. Yeah,
it's one for you.
This is one for one. We're even.
Yeah, man, I'm good. Baseball's back.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah, Ichiro was gambling.
Ichiro. Wow. That's Shohei Ohtani.
His Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'm saying Ichiro because I saw a thing about him and Pete Rose being like the two best hitters to ever play baseball or whatever.
And then Shohei Ohtani, Pete Rose being the guys who gamble on baseball.
There you go. Yeah.
Maybe. Allegedly for Shohei.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's back. I made a lot of money on it today,
Good. So
that makes me real happy.
Good.
I don't know. Gambling's pretty sick. Everybody should do it.
All right. Everybody shouldn't do it. That's bad advice.
If you have a problem, call 1-800-GAMBLING.
Sure.
Also, don't be a bitch. no, man, other than that, I'm fucking good, dude.
Yeah. I got the scratch. I got the itch. I scratched that. Yeah. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna test my mettle at the Wheel of Fortune slots.
How'd you do?
I lost $20. So
that hurts.
Yeah. So I was like, all right. And I walked away. I'm like, all right, I'm good. The luck isn't here. That's not what I have in my life.
It gets cold.
It's not what I have in my life. I'm not a gambling luck kind of man.
You say you've never been a lucky one? Born face down, an abandoned son.
No.
You've never been a lucky one, because if we were all lucky,
we'd all die young. No, I...
That's for Doug.
I've had a lot of luck in my life, but gambling luck is not necessarily one of them.
Well.
But,
I've been playing... I switched up my stance on blackjack and baccarat.
Okay.
I've been playing with a live dealer now.
Okay.
Because it's not computerized.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know what? And I've been doing better at it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
So,
I like
it's nice.
Okay.
How are you, other than being a sick boy?
I was sick most of the week. Mm-hmm. For about 6 hours, I was convinced that Impact gave me COVID.
Oh, were you really?
I was. Oh. And that I was going to miss WrestleMania because of it. WrestleMania week, because I was only about 9 days out from symptoms.
Oh, God.
That only lasted a little bit. So... I got like a fever real bad, not a high grade fever, but like I was like shivering real bad. At one point I got up to do something, get medicine or something. And I kept like locking up from being cold. Like I'd get cold and I would shiver and it would just lock my body up. And for whatever reason, when that happens to me, I also make really stupid noises. So it was like 3 a.m. and I'm in the kitchen shivering, going, like, cause like it just locks me, like literally my body locks.
Sound like an alien.
It's like a spasm almost. Two for me. And I haven't talked this much in 3 days.
Well, thankfully, there ain't a lot of talk about this week.
But so I was just convinced that COVID was going to make me miss WrestleMania. But it's not, because I'm better. Minus this bullshit cough. But
yeah.
But I'm better.
I'm good. As long as you're better.
So, but I'm good.
That's all that matters,
I'm glad it was a light week of wrestling, because I wouldn't have been able to watch anything anyway. I was, I watched AEW last night. Took some medicine and went right to bed. I did watch two movies in bed the other night because I took some Benadryl and I actually didn't fall asleep. So I did watch Biodome.
That's always a good movie.
And Camp Nowhere.
I don't know what that is.
It's a camp movie starring Christopher Lloyd where a bunch of kids get together because they don't want to go to summer camp. The summer camp's like one's military camp, computer camp, fat camp, theater camp. And all the kids don't want to go to these camps, so they take the money from their parents and fake a camp and spend the whole summer by themselves.
Oh.
And they hire disgraced theater teacher Christopher Lloyd to pretend to be like the head counselor, and he plays a bunch of different characters.
Oh.
And then hijinks ensue.
Were they fed?
Huh? They have money from their parents. They took the money. It was $3,000 per kid for the camps that the parents were going to send them to. So Jesus. Christopher Lloyd comes, convince them to send them to his camp instead.
Oh.
They all pocket the money, and that's how they handle their business. But they're kids, so they also buy like TVs and like dumb shit for this camp. And then there's a cop on their tail who's trying to like find like what's going on.
Damn.
It's played by the guy who plays Biff. In Back to the Future, so it's a little Back to the Future reunion.
Yeah, what the hell?
And then Emmett Walsh plays a bill collector who's looking for Christopher Lloyd because he still owes payments on his lemon yellow Pinto.
Interesting.
It's on Disney Plus. I remember it came out in the 90s. I like camp movies. It's like a preteen camp movie though. So like, there's no real shenanigans outside of just like little kids like buying candy to eat all summer, and then like, well, what happens now?
The only Disney Plus I'm watching right now is X-Men 97.
The Sex Men.
It rocks. So
X-Men 97 is very good. Correct.
I have to start watching Shogun.
Yeah, us too.
People are saying it's
incredible. I wanted to from the beginning.
I forgot it was on.
I haven't had the capacity to sit because it's going to be like intense and heavy. So like, we've been watching lighter stuff. But yeah, I do have to watch that too. But anyway, light week of wrestling because I was sick and there just wasn't anything really going on. New Japan.
There's not a lot.
Did you see that New Japan like Walker is now available WrestleMania weekend?
Yeah, it's not through Sakura Genesis. I don't know if something happened with travel or not sure.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He's a young dude.
Yeah, he's like 25.
Yeah, and he's only been doing wrestling for like 2 years.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's crazy.
Did you think Kevin Kelly went back and they booted him? Let's start that conspiracy theory right here.
Ugh. Well, I saw Kevin Kelly.
It's Kevin Kelly and Mauro Ranallo calling New Japan.
Made a tweet that he was setting up like a seminar or some shit for any wrestlers that like want to learn some shit.
From Kevin Kelly?
Yes.
Three. What could you learn? What could you learn? What could you learn from Kevin Kelly?
I don't know how to. I don't know. Be.
You know who I'd rather have a seminar from? Ian Riccoboni.
Yes. Any day. I thought you were going to say Kelly Kelly.
Well, that too. A wrestling yeah. seminar. Yeah, absolutely.
We could have wrestling and ravioli with Kevin Nash and Kelly Kelly.
There it is.
That's
problem solved. Like,
I need that in yeah. my life now.
Can we spell ravioli with a W? Can we add a W in front of the word ravioli?
Ravioli?
Well, because there's word like wreck has a yeah. that's WR and it has an R sound still.
Yeah.
Because then we can change this to wrestling in ravioli. And that's our new podcast name. We can change it.
We just eat ravioli.
All right. We could just eat ravioli on the show.
That'd be terrible. Let's not do that.
It'd be real sloppy sounding.
I do love ravioli, though.
Yeah.
You know what else I love?
What?
Wrestling.
Okay.
News.
Wrestling news.
I have two pieces.
All right. Chat me up.
All right, fucking Conrad. All right. Relax.
Is that part of your news?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was rumored and then confirmed by this, sir, that Alex Coghlan retired.
You know, I saw that and I was like, is this some sort of gimmick?
No,
he fucked up his neck in that cage.
I think it's longer standing than just
right.
the cage.
That was just the final straw.
Yeah, but he's done,
dude. Yeah,
said he's like, yes, I'm fucking retired. No, like, please stop. Like, yeah, don't ask me about it. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm really bummed and it sucks. And he goes, leave me alone. But here's some shirts you can buy if you want.
Okay.
So yeah, that sucks.
Yeah,
that dude had a lot of potential.
Hmm. You're a big fan of the ketchup guy.
Ketchup guy is. Devastated right
crushed.
Now.
Crushed. He's got to find a whole new guy.
Fucking. Oh, God damn it. That guy sucks.
He's going to start liking Dan Maloney and smelling like fucking mustard. That's how much his life is going to change.
Smell like bologna.
You think mustard. What would be the worst smell on a human? Mustard or ketchup?
According to Rake Yon, mustard.
Well, according to Rake. Well, and welcome to the show, Rake Yon. That was a great segue.
That'd be awesome.
I'd
hang out with Rake Yon yeah. every day.
But like you're sitting at a wrestling show next to this is the dude question of the week.
Oh Jesus!
You're sitting next to Rake Yon, or you're sitting next to a guy at a wrestling show. It may or may not be Rake Yon, and he smells like ketchup, and the other guy on the other side smells like mustard. One of them isn't me. which one do you dislike more?
Do I smell like relish?
Oh, I mean, that's you could be the hot dog in this situation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're the bun. Either way.
Is the meat in between the buns.
That's right.
Who would be worse?
Yeah.
Probably mustard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mustard's the more easily identifiable one.
Like, ketchup is a little low-key, you know?
Right. It's easier for you to smell like mustard, I think.
Like, that'd be...
It's a little more odoriferous. It's got, you know, it sticks around a little longer. Ketchup, yeah. You gotta do a lot of ketchup to smell like ketchup.
But like mustard, because
it's like tomatoes and vinegar.
Mustard,
like,
you don't need much.
No, you don't need much at all.
I'd say mustard would be worse.
The mustard guy would be worse. All right,
mustard me.
So you know that. So you know that person exists out there, right? That there. If there's a ketchup smelling wrestling fan, there's a mustard smelling wrestling
if
fan.
If I'm a Mania,
and if there's
weekend,
not, it's our turn to. It's our time
weekend,
to invent him.
I swear to God, if yeah. anybody smells like mustard, I'm going to fight you.
This will be like a fight me.
No, not
this
you.
Will be like yeah. a like a supervillain origin story. If a mustard smelling,
I'm going to turn to Rake Yon.
If he doesn't exist, then it's our duty to create him.
Woo woo. The only other thing that got announced was they set a date for the next All Together show.
Is this the United Wrestling?
Yes. So this is May 6th, and it will.
Yeah, aren't
feature...
they wasting the Tana match?
Oh, I don't know. I saw a few got yeah. announced, but I don't know.
It's Marufuji Tana and somebody against House of Torture.
Yeah, it's a waste. The participating promotions are New Japan, NOAH, mm-hmm. DDT, Dragon Gate, Big Japan, and Stardom.
Hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, that'll be May 6th. Those shows are always fun.
Mm-hmm.
They always are benefit shows. So, yeah, that will be May 6th. They always benefit, like, hurricane victims or tsunami mm-hmm. victims. So,
okay.
Shows are always a great cause, and they're always fun to watch.
Yeah.
You're not going to get anything outstanding, but it's fun to see a bunch of team-ups.
Yeah, sure.
That's all I have.
I'm not sure a lot of those companies have the capacity to do something amazing at this point.
Yeah.
All right, well, I've Googled Pro Wrestling News. Boop, 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 boop. pro wrestling news. There's nothing.
All right.
Riddick Moss announced for first match. Moxley.
Holy fuck, he still hasn't wrestled?
Apparently not.
Oh my God.
He's going to wrestle Chris Masters for a Bret Hart Presents Australian Stampede, the Stu Hart Heritage Championship.
Boy, we're just throwing names on anything, huh?
Sure is. Ace Austin signed a new deal with TNA.
I saw that. Good for him.
Yeah.
I like Ace Austin.
Yeah, I like Ace Austin also. Only 27 years old. That's pretty crazy. Hope he gets a lot of money. That's it. That's literally it.
Okay. Before we get into what we watched, I guess we'll talk next week, the format of the show. I don't know what the fuck it's going to be.
Right.
Because we will be in Philadelphia.
Correct.
We will be recording that night. And
yes,
as long as everything goes to plan, we will have a special guest.
Correct. And again,
Lord fucking knows where that's gonna go.
I have no idea.
So I'm not the fuck. I'm not making notes for next week. Okay. I don't know what we're gonna talk about.
Fair enough.
Because even though our special guest, he does love Collision.
Yes.
And he just started watching the show a few weeks ago.
He is a collider.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where it's going to go.
Right.
Where it's going to take us. We'll be two wrestling shows deep into Mania Weekend by that point.
Yeah.
We're
going to be loopy. It's going to be a day of travel day. It's going to be late night.
I can't fucking.
I don't know. When it may not even come out till late because I don't know what kind of computering power. I'm going to have a computer there. But how that's going to work for uploading and all that. We'll see what happens.
Hotel better have good Wi-Fi.
It might be late. I don't know. Might not be.
Who knows, man? That's going to be...
I swear I haven't coughed this much all day. In the beginning, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm fine. And I was like, oh, you're coughing all the time.
Because you're talking. That's why.
That's what it is.
Yeah. All right. I guess we'll get into what we watched.
I guess so. Do you want to start with the British Bulldog A&E biography?
Yeah.
I don't have any notes on it, but we talked about how we both watched
it. Yeah.
Might as well have been a Dark Side of the Ring episode.
Yeah, it was better than this.
Are they doing a Bulldogs episode, or did they?
They did a Dynamite Kid one.
They did. All right, they did a Dynamite Kid
one. It was a lot better than this week's Dark Side of the Ring episode, which was Bruce Beefcake, which it just wasn't very good.
Was it just all about Beefer's face?
That, his, like, friendship with Hogan, fractured now. And it just...
Did they get into the cocaine thing on the subway?
They did, yes.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And Greg the Hammer Valentine made fun of him. it was just a lot of nothing. It's like, Hogan doesn't talk to me now. And
how come they're not friends anymore?
Don't know. Hmm. I think they said Hogan doesn't like his new wife.
Nobody does.
His new wife's on there and she's really annoying.
Who'd she fight with? Was it Duggan?
No, she was fighting with Valentine, remember?
It was Hammer, that's right. Where they were in the restaurant.
She put up the video of Hammer dropping some slurs.
Right.
Yikes.
Oh boy.
Yeah, she talks about the way she wanted to meet Beefcake, and it was like, I think she said, like, yeah, I just wanted to, like, bang an old wrestler. Yeah, dude, it's just...
And that's the one you pick?
It's not very good.
There's a lot of old wrestlers out there.
Yeah, it's not a good episode. I forget who's on it next week. I always forget.
Okay.
But, yeah, we watched the Bulldog A&E documentary.
We did.
This will... probably be the last. I think they only did 5 this season.
Okay.
So I don't know if I'll be watching any more because I watched the DDP one.
Yeah.
And this one. I watched another one. Oh, Savage, I think it was, maybe.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Might have been Savage. Who knows? Okay. But, you know, they're fun. They're nice watches.
Yeah.
It's sad seeing him super fucked up.
It's crazy. The David Bowie one was crazy because, like... one, Michelle was watching it a little bit with me, and she was like, wait, how is he related to the Hearts? How is this guy related to the Hearts? Who's that? Well, that's Natalia. Well, how's she related? Yeah. Well, it's this. And, like, all the girls married wrestlers, and all the boys were wrestlers, and, like, you know, all this shit round and around. And it's just sad to, like, relive, like, Bulldog also having to live with Owen dying.
Sure.
And, like, just all that shit. And, like, seeing him fucking blast that out of his mind.
Yeah.
And poor Bret Hart believing that when he came back, he wasn't on steroids.
Uh-huh.
And all that shit. So. Yeah. But super talented fucking wrestler, man.
Talk about the trap door, WCW.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't know, like, well, I guess maybe I forgot. He was only 40.
Yeah.
When he died. That's fucked, man. Mm-hmm. God damn. Yeah, that should have been a Dark Side episode.
Yeah, it should have been a Dark Side episode, right. Ugh. Not a good life.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't fun.
Right.
But they do a good job on the documentary.
Yeah, they sure, they certainly do. But Bulldog Davies is a hell of a wrestler, man. I think a lot of people think of him as sort of towards the end just being like a power guy, body guy. But he was a really talented wrestler.
Oh, my God, yeah. He fucking rocked. I guess we'll talk about our trip.
Yes, that's the first thing we have to talk about.
So Saturday, this past Saturday.
In the park.
We took a trip to beautiful Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
The wonderfully beautiful Philadelphia, yes.
To go to the 2300 Arena.
One of the smoothest drives to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Ever been a part
of. It was smooth, wasn't it?
It was. And you were driving.
Yeah, it was.
You were one of the...
I was a smooth driver.
You were. You're a smooth operator. That's why.
I got us there a good time.
You got us there a real good time.
I got us back a good time,
and you didn't fly. Like you
no, I wasn't.
It was just smooth.
No traffic at all.
Yeah, right. Nowhere.
The way down and the way back. I was, smooth all the way. For Saturday, it's kind of shocking.
Pretty rad.
Yeah. That was probably the easiest Philly trip I think we've done.
Yeah. It was pretty. It was definitely one of the easier times I've ever been into the city. And the 2300 Arena is a little easier to get to.
For sure. So, but,
yeah.
Do you remember how good that Tony and Nick's cheesesteak was?
Dude, I'm still thinking about that Tony. I texted Michelle about that Tony and Nick's, and she was like, okay. And I'm like, no, you don't understand.
you don't fucking understand.
Like, that sandwich was a life changer.
That was... So... I normally get provolone on mine, right. And I said to you know what, I'm going to switch it up.
Right.
Going with Whiz.
And I go American or Whiz, usually Whiz when I'm there, American when I'm bringing it home.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm going to go sharp cheddar.
Yeah. What a good choice up by both of us.
And I don't even think it was the cheese that I think they changed their bread.
The bread was delicious.
The meat was a little better, a little less gray.
If anybody's going to Mania weekend and you're going to DCW Arena for anything, whether it be Stardom or the March Hitchcock show.
Yes.
Or that bullshit that RF does with that stupid promotion.
Yeah.
Just fucking go to Tony and Nick's. Like, it's right around the corner.
Here's the thing. Have your D'Alessandro's.
Yeah.
D'Alessandro's. Have your Antonio's. Have
fucking
your
fucking Angelo's.
You're right. Angelo's. Your Jim's, your Joe's. Jim's is real good.
Joe's is good, too.
Yeah. But if you're at the 2300 Arena and you want the real experience,
just go around the corner. Yep.
Come on. If cheesesteak ain't your thing, go to Oregon Diner.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're somewhere else, then go somewhere else. That's fine. There's a lot of places. They're all very good.
And Tony Nick's menu is fucking huge
right
now.
And it's right fucking there.
Yeah.
If you were going to ECW back in the day, that's where you went. If you were going, like, if you're on that side of fucking Philly, that's where you go. And it was goddamn delicious. I can't wait to eat there again.
It was so good, dude.
So good. Like,
why was it so good?
I took, like, a couple bites into my sandwich, and I'm thinking,
yeah.
Like, am I, like, this fucked up? Because I had some medicine to help what ails me. And,
yeah.
And I was like, is this good because I'm fucked up? And then, like, after, like, three bites in, I just looked at you and I was like, yo, is this, like, the best sandwich you've ever had? And you were like, dude, this is a really good sandwich.
It was so good.
And I was like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
I've had Tony Luke's dozens of times. Like,
it was delicious.
Right, like if you were to call me on a weekday and were like, yo, you want a cheesesteak? I'm like, yeah, let's go with Tony Luke's.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd drive my ass down. Yeah. I don't care. Drive there and back just for a cheesesteak. I literally don't give a shit.
So fucking good, man.
It's a really good fucking sandwich.
So good start to the trip.
Right. Great start to the trip.
We get in for TNA.
Yep.
Get our GA stamps.
Shout out Brian Myers.
Thank you, Brian Myers, once again. You know, we just kind of walk in, go wherever the fuck we
hang
want.
Hang out. Looked at the merch.
Yeah.
None of it was any good.
Nope. None of it was any good.
None of it. Any good.
No.
They had Motor City Machine Gun shirt, but it was like gray.
It was like green leather. It just sucked.
Right.
I mean, we go over to our
seat. What was their TNA shirt say? Like, we're fucking back?
Yeah, the back says we're fucking back.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah. We get to our section.
Mm-hmm.
Which was one of three sections we could have chose, right?
Three or four. I think there's four technically, but yeah.
Dude, like when we sat down, we just were, are we supposed to be in this?
I kept waiting for somebody to come and tell us to move.
Yeah, so we were equivalent to what, the second or third row?
Third row. We were pretty much the third row. Yeah. If you're at the 2300 for these shows, especially Mania Weekend, they have like flat, like parallel to the ring, are your regular sections.
Yeah.
And then on the corners of the ring, they have GA sections. Ooh, talking is killing me. So they're like off from the turnbuckle. So they're not the clearest view. There is like a pillar in front of each one. But we just sat front row on the southeast side. Literally, there is a walking path between us and the main section.
Yeah.
We are three rows back, and we're just staring at a turnbuckle. Yep. Nothing in our way.
No, it's nothing at all.
Incredible seats for GA.
They were awesome.
Yeah, so it was great. We didn't even move. They were like, even at one point during the show, the guy was coming over because we were also sitting opposite hard cam.
Yep.
And the guy was like, wanted to fill the actual opposite hard cam. So he just told everybody, I heard him. He says, move over. If anybody comes and says that's their seat, just find a different one. Yeah. He said, but fill that section up. And we were like, I ain't fucking moving.
No. Third row. People are like standing remotely. They said, hey, just go grab a seat.
Go grab a seat. Right.
That was cool.
Yeah. Right.
So the show itself, I don't know how spoilerific because they are going to be showing on TV or whatever.
Yeah, so they started tonight. Tonight's episode, Thursday, as we record this, is the first Friday night show. I'm going to assume they did two shows a night.
Yeah. So our shows won't be for another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'll say this. So
maybe they don't, though, because of all the Impact Explosion matches we were given.
Dude, the fucking nerve of them.
I'll spoil Explosion all day.
The nerve of them for an Explosion match to have Speedball Mike Bailey versus Ace Austin versus Kushida.
Right.
That's not even going to be on your normal TV.
Right, and it was arguably the best match on the show.
Fucking awesome.
The whole day Saturday. Yeah, oh incredible. Oh
my god, it was so awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
Probably the next best match was probably the co-main, where it was Brian Myers and Eddie Edwards against Motor City Machine Guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which then turned out to be that's Motor City Machine Guns' last match.
That's crazy.
What the fuck?
Yeah, right? They got to be going to AEW.
I hope, they got to be. I do. I love those dudes.
Me too.
Those dudes
deserve a big TV payday.
Seeing them wrestle, and both, we just kept looking at each other like,
yeah,
fuck, man, their timing is unreal.
Just incredible unreal. Professional wrestlers. Incredible. I know I said a couple weeks ago when we were talking about like free agents, I was like, I don't know if there's anybody that AEW or WWE needs to grab right now. Like, I don't think the indies have anybody. They have those guys. Yeah. They need those guys.
Motor City Machine Guns should be signed to AEW contracts right now.
For sure.
I love those dudes. And I'll tell you what, Myers and Edwards too, man. They were fucking really good in that
Absolutely.
Match.
Absolutely.
That might be the first time I've seen Brian Myers wrestle.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, it hasn't really been any shows where he wrestles, so...
He looked good. He's bigger than I thought.
That's the first thing you said. You go, wow, he's big.
He's bigger than I thought.
And I said, remember, WWE guy. Right. And it's like, oh, yeah, he really was.
He was.
Those are probably the two best ones.
Yeah. There's some other things we'll spoil because what does it matter, right? Like, it's Impact.
That's true, yeah.
So one thing I would say.
Ed might get mad.
So there was, that's true. There was a meet and greet pre-show that we didn't do. But I just want to bring up on the show here that, you have when you see her on TV, I think everyone's in agreement that Tasha Steelz is a very attractive lady.
Of course.
But we walked past her while she was doing her meet and greet, and I was just like, holy crap. Like, she's a very pretty human being. Just a great-looking human being. And that's about as the length of that. She's not a terrible wrestler. Certainly worse. Yeah. But,
certainly worse. Anybody you want to mention by name?
Not yet. Not yet. We'll get there. Don't pick on us. We're buddies. So we did get Tommy Dreamer coming out.
Almost made me do a spit take. Because we predicted the promo on the way down.
Yeah, right. We knew it was going to happen. You're in the ECW arena. Well, you're in the 2300 arena. I don't even want to call it the ECW arena. You get your ECW chance. You get all that kind of shit. But Tommy comes out in his Philly gear.
Name drops a bunch of ECW wrestlers. Everybody.
This is how we do it here. It's going to be in this kind of match.
And this arena, the greatest fans in the world. Right. And legacy we built here. Right. Like, okay, Tommy.
Yeah, at least he only had one ponytail in.
Oh, God.
But so we got to see Tommy. I hadn't seen Tommy in a long time. He looks worse in person than he does on TV.
Looks like he's melting.
But we had like a good little angle with leading the pay-per-view with Alexander and Hammerstone. And so
Nick Nemeth, doing his Sandman entrance.
You think they'll show that on TV? Probably, right?
I don't know. I hope they do. It was fun.
He did a full-on Sandman thing, yeah. So I'm going to spoil this here because I think it's my favorite thing that happened this whole show.
Oh, boy.
Is we do get some ECW alumni.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the PCO versus Khan match was fucking awesome.
That was awesome.
There's thumbtacks, yeah, and chairs,
table bumps, ladder bumps. It was crazy. It was fun. PCO's a fucking madman.
56 years old.
Right? Nuts. Super over with the crowd, too. Beloved.
I love them.
So we did get little Guido.
Yeah, we did. And
we both threw up the fucking...
We sure did.
There's a new FBI, apparently.
Which is so weird. The dude from Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
AEW's own Zach Clayton.
Zach Clayton, yeah. He's in the FBI.
Uh-huh.
But the most important thing that I'm going to spoil here, it's already been spoiled for the man, it would be the most important thing, too, is that we got to see Rhino.
You're damn right we did.
The man beast.
Yeah.
He got announced as like a secret partner for, I don't even remember who, dude.
Doug's father.
Yeah. And he was in our corner.
Yeah, he teamed up with Cody Deaner and Jake
something. Oh, right, yes.
Which that's the worst fucking name.
Dude has such a good look.
Change the name.
Yeah, change the name. I get it where he's like, well, what's your name? It's Jake something. Yeah, you know, whatever. It doesn't work. Who'd they work? I don't remember.
Mustafa Ali.
Mm.
And I forget who. Oh, Grizzled Young Vets.
Oh, yeah, Grizzled Young Vets. But to be able to see Rhino, to get the reaction that Rhino gets.
He hit a gore in the match.
He hit a gore. He looked like $1 million. Yep. He's in our corner, and he's just like, I fucking love Philly.
Uh-huh.
And then I yelled to him. I said, hey, Rhino, rip that guy's fucking face off.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I love Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's when he turned. Yeah, Philly.
But he did not make someone eat their own face.
Yeah.
And then shit out their own face.
And so they had to shit on their face next time they sat on the toilet.
That's right.
It's upsetting.
But it was great to see Rhino, so that's coming to your TV. It's a spoiler in the next 2 to 3 weeks or whatever.
It's so fucking awesome.
I don't care. Rhino rules. Super pumped to see him.
God damn, I love Rhino.
But it was a really good time at the show. Really two bad unwatchable matches back to back on this thing. The one of them I couldn't tell you.
What was the first one?
I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember being like, all right, this one stinks.
Oh. Was it when we got up and get a water?
Maybe.
That was Rosemary.
Yeah, that could have been the one.
And Jody Threat.
Yeah, that could have been the one.
Uh-huh.
But,
What about the worst one, pal?
The worst one by far, who's getting a little internet heat today and yesterday or whatever, for taking a shot at Tiffany Stratton for no reason.
Did you see she came out and already clarified it?
Right. Well, because she's a reasonable, intelligent...
I'm working, brother.
...human being who's just adding to her lore. She's a perfectly sweet lady. She's just the drizzling shits of a wrestler. And as you said while we were watching her, I think she got worse.
Uh-huh.
Ash by Elegance. Ashley Sabera, the former Dana Brooke. She's a bad fucking professional wrestler, man.
She got worse.
I hope somehow she doesn't like find the picture of herself and listen to the show. I'm sorry if you do. because I genuinely feel bad for you when like people clown on you real bad. But you fucking deserve it. You're a bad fucking professional wrestler.
She got worse.
It's rough. It's rough.
Worse.
RUF FFFF. It's fucking rough, brother. She's a bad rest. She's just trying to build her lore online.
She's in character.
She's
bro.
In character.
Use Brody Marks.
She's
HH.
She's DS. She's a bad. She's a bad fucking wrestler, man. She's a bad wrestler. But after the show, we had a cool mixed tag main event that I liked. Also, you'll see.
It was Hammerstone and Tasha. Josh Alexander and Jordan Grace.
Yes,
that was fun.
But after the show,
yeah.
Let's talk about it. The main, what everyone's really itching to talk about here, while we cough our way through this shit.
Yeah,
is they did meet and greets after the show, and we got in line for it, and they were more expensive than the pre-show.
They were
for whatever reason. But this wasn't my idea. I was under duress, But
I put the press on.
You did, and
full court press.
I was then there. We were standing in line with a ticket for just a photo op with Ash by Elegance, who came to the meet and greet a half an hour late. In gimmick, because
we have to talk about what happened before, though.
Right, with her chauffeur guy, but more importantly, her, as we were waiting,
her concierge.
Okay, whatever. That guy's annoying as fuck. So was Rockstar Spud not available?
Oh no.
So we're standing there, and the meet and greet's like three people each time. So this was the one, the Jody Threat's tag team.
Yeah, I forget their name.
Jody Threat coming out in fucking suspenders and a Fred Perry. Get the fuck out of here.
She's a fucking
yeah.
She's
something.
Yeah.
Hammerstone and Ash by Elegance.
Fucking Hammerstone.
Ash by Elegance is about a half an hour late.
Hammerstone made my night.
And Ash by Elegance had the longest line. Like, there were a lot of people waiting for her. But Hammerstone, two things that will let you know this guy's a professional. I'm going to say the first thing, you're going to say the second thing.
Okay.
The first thing is that he did his meet and greet shirtless and flexed every picture.
Every dude went from the main event in the ring right to the gimmick table.
Shirtless and just
still taped up on his wrists.
Popping buys and pecs in every photo he did with anybody. Now, I couldn't get close to him. We were waiting in line to get the height thing exposed. I tried. He left. Ash was so late that he left. Like, everybody had already done all of their other ones.
Yeah.
And there was just a long line just for Ash by Elegance.
You would have towered over him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
His chicken and rice belly was primo.
Right. The belly was hanging out, but we got to see what fuels that belly.
So, in a Tupperware container, this man was eating actual chicken and rice.
He was. He had a Tupperware container. He had a fork that he abandoned. He
just started eating chicken breasts with his dirty fingers.
Once he got through the rice, he was just popping chicken into his mouth with his fingers. And then popping the buys and pecs for
shaking
the photos.
Shaking the hand. Yep. Nope. Cleaning the hands. Mm-mm. Nope. Right back into
chicken
the chicken.
Chicken hand. Pop. And then that's chicken in the mouth.
Dude.
Just going for
it. What a sicko.
What a fucking star.
I kind of love the dude now.
Incredible. We're just like, we're sitting there and we're just hanging out. We're waiting. And like, everybody got a photo op for Hammerstone? No. Hammerstone? No. Everybody got Ash? Whatever. And then when I look over, I'm like, bro, what's he doing? And we look over, he's like, he's eating fucking chicken rice in front of us. And like, I had to like sneak a pick. I'm like, gotta get a pick.
Just eating with his bare
and
hands.
I think I even said to you, like, if I could guarantee that he would eat that in the photo op with me,
absolutely.
I would have went and bought a photo op with him.
Yep.
Just in like sweatpants right after his match.
If you listen to the Soon to Be Named Network at all, you know how much we all love chicken and rice. So, and he is a primo chicken and ricer.
Insane.
Oh, it made me so happy.
Insane. Just flexing hard in every photo.
Yeah.
So, a half hour or so passes, and her concierge comes out, and they're doing the whole gimmick. And she's not in full gimmick. She's in, like, a top and, like, your flower
like Versace
yoga pants.
Leggings.
Yeah, yeah. Right, leggings. That's what they're called. And so we're, like, second or third in line. They, like, move some kids up in front of us. You go ahead.
So, before this even happens.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, hey.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
You're like, hey, I gotta pee.
Yeah.
I'll do it after the picture. I said, fuck that. Just start pissing during the picture.
Right.
It'd be so perfect.
You offered me $1,000.
No bullshit. I was ready to pay you $1,000 to piss.
$1,000 on
the picture.
Spot.
I would have.
To pee
I
myself.
I swear to God, I would have given you $1,000.
I could have, but I declined because that kind of thing follows you around. I'd probably be arrested.
You just pissed yourself. What are you going to do?
I would probably be arrested for it.
Whatever. The guy, he ain't all there. He pissed himself.
Right. He got so excited.
Yeah. Like a puppy.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But.
Oh, you should have just pissed your fucking. I would have given you $1,000.
I would have had to ride home in pissy pants.
Dude, ride home in your underwear. Who gives a shit?
Pissed all over your car seat.
When you fucking shirt cocking on the way home,
that's
whatever.
That's true. Right. That's what we need.
Yeah. I had an over. Extra sweatshirt. You could wrap it around.
Right.
Just
wrap it around.
Oh, my God. You go, I can't do that. That'll be known as the guy who pissed himself when I met Dana Brooke.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, well, Michelle would be happy because you'd be done going to wrestling.
Right. Right. It'd be the end of it.
Yeah.
Aren't you the guy that pissed yourself with Dana Brooke? Yeah.
Yep. That's me.
Gotta
go find a new hobby.
Right.
Oh, I would have fucking died. So it's your turn. you go walk it up. And listen, you're wearing one of my favorite t-shirts ever.
Yeah.
It's a fucking black, white, and gray tie-dye.
Mm-hmm.
With fucking Garfield on it.
Yes. With a tube of toothpaste squeezed out all the way.
There's more to the shirt, but
yes.
You go walking up. And you're
so you're skipping a thing though, because she does two photo ops before us. Three. Because the one she does with the little kid, and she does the half a heart, and I'm like, am I gonna do half a heart with Dana Brooke? And I was like, how do you do that? I'm like, I don't know how to do that. Like, I have to practice so I don't fuck it up.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
And then the next person does like her pose or whatever.
Sure. And I said, you should do that
right.
One.
And then, so here's my chance now. So I'm walking up.
So you walk up and you're wearing this shirt, and all I hear is, and so you're wearing a zip up hoodie, and part of the shirt is covered.
Right.
So all I hear is, in her annoying fucking Sandusky, Ohio accent, oh my God, I love your shirt. And all I hear is, oh yeah? And you zip down the rest of your shirt.
Yeah.
It's an I hate God shirt.
It sure is.
I'm fucking standing there with tears in my eyes. I'm like, I can't take this fucking picture.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I worked through it. You did a pose. It was a nice picture.
Yeah, I just did like the fist, maybe the point, and she just did a normal like point back at me or whatever.
But
I don't know why. I think it's the connection. She felt the connection.
Yeah. So then she does the pose where she's like almost kissing you like on the cheek. Like
blowing me a kiss. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And you give a little
face. I do. I did a good face. I like that picture of me a lot.
Did Michelle like that picture?
Yeah, she likes them all.
Oh. You say she likes them all?
She likes every picture of me. I'm handsome.
Aw, that's adorable. See? You guys have a good marriage.
Kinda.
Jesus.
She'll never listen to this.
Nope. I was giddy as fuck when that happened.
Yep.
We walk away, and I'm just in tears. And I'm like, I just keep saying to you, all I heard was, oh, yeah?
I straight up, I zipped and opened.
It says, I hate God.
Right. If you don't know, look them up. It's spelled E-Y-E. One word, I hate God, E-Y-E, hate God.
I just like, it's this cute, innocent shirt. She loves your shirt. She tells you
how much Garfield. She also doesn't like Mondays.
And then you fucking curmudgeon motherfucker just go,
oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah? Show it.
I pop it all the way open.
I hate.
So then it's
God.
In the picture. She liked it. Maybe Dana Brooke, Ash by Elegance, is a big fan of Louisiana sludge metal.
Fucking tears in my eyes. So that we left the venue, and I'm just, I can't stop.
The next time I meet her, I'm going to wear an acid bath.
Oh, the next time you meet her?
And see what she says.
Well, we're going to WrestleCon. She'll be there.
Oh, no, that ain't happening.
Well, I'll pay for it.
If you pay for it,
I'll give you $1,000 to piss yourself while you're there.
Not at WrestleCon, no, sir.
Fuck.
We got stuff to do after that.
I'm going to fucking get piss out of you. It's going to happen.
I mean, I'll pee for you anytime you want, just privately.
I would pee for you. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Water sports.
Just for you, though. Like, not not like I'm not any minors or anything. I'm not R. Kelly.
You gotta wear khaki shorts when you do it. Fucking piss your pants.
My jeans were like grayish.
In front of Dana Brooke.
No.
Oh, I'd be so happy. So afterwards, we say, you know, we gotta go get another cheesesteak, right? And said, absolutely. Because the show was over early.
Yeah.
Like 10 o'clock?
10, yeah, 10:30.
Yeah, we got in there about 10 o'clock,
But 10:30 by the time we were
in the car out of the, ready to go.
Yeah.
So we take a trip over to Gino's.
Right.
Sit outside and eat the fucking coldest. Like, not the cheesesteak itself.
Oh, it was so cold.
The wind
out.
Was blowing. It was fucking freezing in Philly.
Yeah.
Record time we ate that.
Yep.
Took a walk over to Insomnia Cookies.
Yeah.
Somehow the guy just rang up my shit. Like,
right.
Like, what was it? Like $3 or $4 cheaper than what it should have been? Mm-hmm. To the point where you just go, yeah, whatever you did for him, I'm
same
having
thing.
That too.
Wasn't what I was gonna get, but I saw it was like half price. And I was like, cool.
So fucking
good. Okay, and there's a Insomnia Cookie Speakeasy.
Yeah, we have
what
to.
The fuck is that
we're
about?
Gonna go there eventually, but
yeah,
that was crazy.
Crazy.
And then I just took a nice trip home. So, TNA, they're coming back in June.
They are.
So I imagine if we can get the same deal.
If the offer is there, I'm going to do it again. Myers,
we'll do it again. If somebody wants to go one of the days, hit us up. Obviously, as it gets closer, we'll give you the old Iggy, I guess. And
the old Iggy.
See how many, because he asked like how many tickets, right. You know. Yeah. So I'm sure they have plenty of tickets just to fight.
Right, around. And they're just GA, so like, yeah, you know, it's not like.
It was a good time, man. I actually had fun.
I would say watch these next couple of weeks of shows. I had a good time at these matches. Yeah, we had fun.
Yeah. It's a lot better than the fucking last Ring of Honor taping I ever went to, where I was like, if I hear Flip Gordon's theme song one more time, I will unalive myself.
Yeah.
And that was also the night where it was Beer City Bruiser
Wolf
versus Silas Young.
Oh, well, sounds great.
In like a hardcore match where the fans were actually chanting, end this match. That was the last.
And then Antonio Inoki came out and threw a towel.
Smacking people. Yeah. That was the last night, like Cody and Hangman and the Bucks were in Ring of Honor. That was at that taping. Interesting. That's where Cody came out. And there were grown men behind me and Chuck that said, oh, man, I'm going to cry.
Mm.
And I remember Chuck looked at me and just goes, like, fucking losers. So, all right. I guess that's the whole,
It was a really good time in Philly.
Yeah, man. I had a blast.
It was a good show.
Easy day. Like, it was quick. Easy, you know? Easy day,
for sure.
Got home not super late. Like,
surprisingly organized. I've been to shows in that 3200 arena that have been way messier.
Sure.
Then, like, we were in through security. Everything really kosher. Yeah.
It was fun, man. That was a good fucking time. So,
agreed.
Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw.
So I have a couple things here.
I watched nothing but the ending.
Okay, so it started off the show. There was a Cody segment. Rock comes out. Rock doesn't say anything.
Okay.
He pulls him in close, and I guess he whispered something in his ear and just left.
Okay.
So all the internet sleuths were trying to figure out what did he say to him. People were trying to say, like, you know, maybe Rock said, oh, it's a plan, and like keep working with me, with the assumption he's going to turn on Roman. We'll talk a little bit more when we get there to the end. They're in Chicago, so CM Punk was there, and he had a promo with Drew McIntyre, and then Seth Rollins came out. Seth Rollins officially cleared. So he is able to wrestle, because he got physical here, because he, like, kicked Drew in the face, which was good. I thought the promo was good, man. I know a lot of people, you know, want to whatever about Punk. Either you love the guy, you hate the guy, you're obsessed with the guy for some fucking reason. You know, it is what it is. I enjoyed the segment. I thought Drew was really good. I thought Punk was good. I even thought Seth was good. They better put that fucking belt on Drew at Mania.
Yeah.
They better.
Yeah, I think that's the right course, right?
Drew needs to win that belt.
Well, because then Seth moves into the other title picture.
I don't know if he will. No. If Cody wins.
Yeah, oh, well.
You know?
Yeah, but you can go up against Cody.
Yeah, but they're teaming Saturday night. So then you're just going to, like. There's another segment with Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
Where there's a slow-mo, and they slowed it down. During the segment, Becky fucking jacks.
You sent that to me.
Jacks Dominic Mysterio in the jaw for real.
Oh yeah,
it was
like Necro Butcher style. Yeah, for sure.
Just a straight right hand to his fucking jaw, and his jaw rocked. It was fucking great. So there's a lot of good build in Mania right now. Rhea Ripley dominated Twitter last weekend. It was every time I opened that fucking app, I was like, hey, she's showing off at house shows. So good for her.
A lot of people mad about that. Like, this is a kid's product.
Shut up.
Baszler asking for it.
Oh God, who cares? It's a fucking house show. Like, even if it's on TV, agree. Who gives a shit?
Agreed.
But then we'll talk about the ending of the show. So
yes,
it was Jey Uso. I don't know who he was wrestling. I forget.
Okay.
But a big brawl breaks out, like, cause Jimmy and Solo show up. Cody and Seth chase them off and they're all fighting outside the ring. Drew attacks Seth, leaves him laying with a Future Shock DDT on the outside, which looked gross.
Yeah.
Jey Uso wins his match. They shoot backstage. Cody's still beating up Jimmy Uso.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, big hulking motherfucker, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He looks massive.
He proceeds to whip Cody's ass for 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Which coincidentally is probably how many bucks he had in his fucking pocket, right, too. Cody doesn't get a lick in on him.
Can I ask you a question about this? Because I watched it on YouTube.
Okay.
But it's like a million views or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's huge. You watched it live.
I did.
Did they show the trash can hits to Cody's head?
Yes.
Because if you go watch on YouTube, I went back to check. It skips. So both times, and I went back and rewound.
Because it does it twice,
It like hops past the, it almost like stutters and doesn't show the impact. And I was like, maybe my internet just happened to stutter here. No. And when I went back, I rewound and it stuttered, and then it stuttered again at the second one.
That's the lamest shit ever.
Yeah.
But The Rock, the whole time, whooping Cody's ass, talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, what do you do now, boy?
Right.
Get up now, boy.
Yep.
Mama
Rhodes going to be crying tonight. Dude, yeah.
Like, they go out. They even go outside. It's fucking raining.
So I have it up here. I don't know if you can hear it.
Oh, yeah. They skipped it on purpose. Dude, that's
And it looks like shit.
Yeah, it's a fucking trash can.
Right?
Come on, man.
Yeah. So they skip it on purpose on YouTube. Yeah, they do.
Yep. That's lame as fuck.
Crazy, right?
So, again, The Rock is just whooping his ass. They go outside. Mm-hmm. It's raining. He continues to whoop his ass. Mm-hmm. He is throwing Cody into his own fucking tour bus.
Yep.
And it's focusing on The Rock, and he's just talking shit.
John Cena and Steve Austin watch on.
No, that's the big four, or whatever. Cinema, bro.
Yeah.
And The Rock is, he takes off a fucking weight belt that says Mama Rhodes on it.
Mm-hmm.
And just, look at you now. It pans over to Cody, and he goes, and you hear Rock go, oh, he goes, now we're getting where I need to go.
Yeah.
And so in the ring earlier in the night, he told, I guess what he said to Cody was, I'm going to make you bleed tonight.
Mm.
And it pans over to Cody, and he's fucking bloody mess, which they don't do that on WWE.
sure don't.
And he proceeds to just take Cody's head, and he's wiping Cody's blood off his head and wiping it on the belt for, that says Mama Rhodes.
Yeah.
At one point, he picks Cody up. And he says it right in his face, and they bleep it on TV, obviously, but in the arena, it wasn't bleeped. And he says, he goes, this is what happens when you fuck with the final boss, and just slams his head off the bus again, and he gets down, and he's kneeling down, and he's like, I told you what was going to happen.
Yeah, right.
Show ends.
Yeah.
I fucking woofed
it. It was a really, really good segment.
Rock came off.
He was scary.
Not as a cool guy, cool heel. Came off as a legit, oh my God, he might kill Cody Rhodes.
Killer. I don't know that I've ever seen The Rock like this.
Vicious, like this vicious. Yeah, like, right. I know people talk about, you know, the Rumble match against Mick with the unprotected chair shots and all that.
Yeah, but he was,
is different.
Promo-wise and leading up, he was always kind of funny. Even if he's a bad guy, he was still like a cocky, good-looking
charismatic
heel. Yeah, right. And he's just a killer here.
It's
just
so,
a killer,
dude.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just, it made me be like, like, Roman, you're like a fucking, you know, you're like a second fiddle to this shit.
Right.
Seth, you're just, nobody's even caring.
Mm-mm.
It's like, I want to see fucking
Cody Rock.
Cody Rock.
That's funny.
That's what the promos have been like.
Yeah.
You know, Cody slaps The Rock.
Yeah, right.
The Rock slapped Cody at the at the press conference for WrestleMania.
What if they do that? What if they decide, because Paul Heyman said this week that, like, maybe this story goes into extra innings. What if they pivot again? What if they decide they don't want Roman to lose this belt and they make it Cody Rock?
But then who's Roman going to wrestle at WrestleMania? Nobody. That would be a big mistake.
Get through The Rock. Get through The Rock first. Jesus Christ,
brother. I think that'd be a big mistake.
I think so too, but they've made mistakes before.
You have to have your champ on Mania.
Yeah.
You know, I get if it's fucking WrestleMania Backlash, whatever, but like he's gotta be on Mania. And you have to defend the belt.
Yeah.
But it really does, you know, it makes you go, I want to see Cody Rock. I don't give a shit about all this. I don't should care about Cody Roman.
Yeah.
Who cares at this point? Rock's on TV more than Roman is.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's well, crazy. I can't wait for tomorrow's Rock Twitter promo.
Yeah, I don't mean this as a slight to Roman in any way, but, like, he can't pull this kind of segment off.
No. God, so, no.
And the Rock's a special guy, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just very very excellently done, I felt.
It's the best segment they've done in a long time.
And then it brought out all the people online who were like, yeah, wrestling's back. WWE's back. We got blood again. We got cursing.
Yeah.
Nobody does this in wrestling. And I'm like, you could have been watching shit like this for a while.
Yeah.
I understand it's your home or team, so you're happy to see this again. But, like, there is an alternative company that's been doing shit like this. And when they do shit like this, you're like, oh, you got to use blood to get over on TV. Yeah. But this is a really good segment. Absolutely.
It was fucking awesome.
You know, they definitely turn it on for WrestleMania. They definitely get their best stuff and do like their most.
That took the program to another level.
Well, did you see, I read online that it was agented, produced by Pete Dunne and Michael Hayes. They produced that segment.
Really?
Yes.
Pete Dunne? I thought Pete Dunne just did the WWE speed thing.
No, yeah. They said Pete Dunne. It was, really? From what I read, it was Dunne and P.S. Hayes.
Of course Hayes. Of course he was fucking in there.
Come on.
Yeah.
Dude.
But yeah, I was blown away
by
it, honestly. Mm-hmm. It was, I watched it, rewound and fucking watched it again. It was that fucking good. Hey, this Rock guy might know a little bit about what he's doing.
He's got a future in the business.
Yeah. He's got to keep his head on straight. Dynamite?
Yeah, that's the only other thing that I watched.
There was no Collision. There was no Rampage. So just Dynamite.
Okay.
We have, kicking it off, Will Ospreay versus Katsuyori Shibata.
We sure do.
Very excited to watch this match. And absolutely delivered, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I thought this was probably my favorite match of the evening. It felt like a struggle at times.
Yeah, so this was cool because Shibata sort of forces Ospreay to have a technical wrestling match.
Yes.
Which is really cool. Is this better than the main event?
To me, it is.
It probably is. I didn't like this crowd.
Well, so, and listen, a big fucking thing popped off last night because somebody took the picture and the arena was half empty.
I saw the dude take a video. It was like well before the show started.
Somebody took a picture when it was Ospreay in the ring and it's like,
it's
literally like half empty.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tony Khan and Eric Bischoff went at each other today.
I saw that. That's what that was about? That was over that picture?
So it was because Bischoff, I guess he has like a strictly business podcast.
Yeah, and he's ending it.
And Tony Khan responded saying like just like good idea before the AEW media rights deal get done.
Sure.
Bischoff clapped back. I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't give a shit.
It's fucking weird.
Tony Khan needs to stay off of that shit and stop arguing with idiots. Yeah, Bischoff's an idiot too.
I kind of like it because he's a fucking shit poster right. Man.
But either way, like I just like they've been in arenas that small. They're around the ring is still full.
Sure.
And I just don't think this crowd was into what they got. Sadly.
Yeah, I mean, which is, I don't know, first and last match were fucking
awesome. Yeah, they were really good.
Right? But yeah, Will Ospreay, Katsuyori Shibata.
Oh, that was very good.
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was really good.
Shibata, again, I feel like he's fully back.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah, taking these hits and stuff. This is the most contact we've seen him really take.
Yeah, this and the Danielson match. Yeah. Like, god damn, this was so fucking good.
Yeah, for sure.
During the Young Bucks private party, I was in the lavatory.
We had the promo beforehand that the Young Bucks were trying to convince us all that Private Party was going to beat them again.
Oh, yeah.
That, come on.
So I didn't watch the match. All I saw was the finish where the one slipped on his Jordan 11s.
Yep, sure did.
So
in the promo before the match, too, the one tells Renee to smile more. So
good.
I hope Mox comes back and tears their throats out Patrick Swayze style.
When Mox comes back, he just headbutts them.
Yes.
Tony Hawk makes an appearance.
To sure, because I guess Darby was climbing Everest for charity, which we didn't know about.
I didn't know that.
That's
pretty cool.
So now he's just going to let Tony Hawk do skating tricks off of him for charity?
Off his broken foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Tony Hawk rules.
Sure.
I would have said, hey, this is Tony Hawk, pro skater.
Right.
Yeah.
If they make another one. Do you think people don't know that?
Tony Hawk hasn't been in...
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's been a long time.
Popularity for a long time.
Yeah, but, so, like, yeah. You think people don't know... Is there a popular skateboarder now? Like, what's Bucky Lasik up to?
Nothing, because Tony Hawk ain't doing anything.
Right.
Maybe Nigel Houston.
Okay.
Or, no, Ryan Scheckler. He's too old now. Yeah, I don't really know.
Right? Like, is there, like,
Costin? Is he
like, it's not as, like, it's not, like... X game height of like skateboarding, like it
X
was when
games
we were,
aren't what they were.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Like it was a cultural movement when we were kids.
Seriously, was dude. Like
Tony Hawk changed the world.
It absolutely.
He changed punk rock. He changed video games.
I mean, so the video game that came out, the 1 and 2, that's already like 5 years ago, I think.
Yeah, that's
so
crazy.
It's been out,
yeah, right.
It's been a long time.
But yeah, so he's gonna do other stuff and climb Everest next year.
Yeah, good for him though. It's for charity, so that's fucking cool as shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Jarrah Hook.
I don't give.
Nope.
I don't give a shit.
Nope. Not at all.
Like,
cool.
Not even a little bit. Like, nope. I think it fucking sucks. And like, fucking Jericho to be like, oh, I think you're one of the most talented wrestlers I've ever seen, and I think you need to be under my wing. Yeah. And what? Kid, what?
I'm all set.
Get the fuck out
this
of here.
Sucks already.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Willow wins a 5-woman.
Four.
Was it four? That was five. That was her stat. Anna Jay, Sky Blue.
That's it. That's four people.
Only four?
That's four people.
Okay. Oh, because what's your face was on commentary?
Yes.
Monet.
Terrible on commentary.
Yeah, not very good.
No.
The match, meh.
That's fine.
Willow wins. That's
I didn't realize
cool.
It was a five-way. Now you got me saying it. That it was a four-way. I thought it was like a tag match at first. And I was like, wait, why aren't Willow and Stack coming out together? This is weird. And then, like, somebody in the Discord was like, oh, Willow came out the heel thing. And
so, I have to make a correction. This was sent to me by Adam Van because he had eyes on this match for some reason.
Sure.
She did not come out of the heel entrance. He had to, you know, correct me, which that's fine.
Did Statlander come out on the heel entrance?
No.
But
he was paying very close attention to the entrance.
I thought this was okay as well.
Yeah.
I'm glad Willow wins,
yes,
but we knew we were getting Willow Mercedes first.
No, well now it's going to be Willow versus Julia Hart.
Yeah.
At the pay-per-view or TBS title.
Do you think Willow wins and then goes against Mercedes for the belt? Get her win back and a belt at the same time? Transition champion Willow?
I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't fucking know.
If I'm Julia Hart, I'm like, well, my fucking momentum
is there's
shot.
Yeah, my run's done.
I'm done.
We got a nice promo of Dustin.
Shirtless Dustin Rhodes.
Getting challenged by big fucking Butch.
You think he's going to wrestle shirtless on Rampage? I hope so.
Absolutely not.
I hope so.
Him and Butch, baby.
That's great. I was super happy
the
for
musk,
this.
The musk of his mustache.
It has its own musk.
I love you, Big Butch.
Absolutely.
Tony Storm gets her little clip on Turner Classic Movies.
Right, with Ben Mankiewicz.
Yeah. And she's like, here's what you need to say. Chin up.
Yeah.
Tits out. He goes,
I'm not saying that.
Watch for the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
I still love Tony Storm. Don't know what the fuck they're doing with that title, though. Is it going to be Thunder Rosa? Is it going to be Deonna Purrazzo? What's...
Deonna? I mean, I don't know that Deonna's catching on. Can you not?
Well, I guess they released rankings again after last night.
Yeah.
I didn't look at them.
I did, but I can't remember them. I know... the only thing I remember is I think Orange Cassidy's ranked number two for the world title right now.
Oh, shit. Well, speaking of Orange Cassidy...
Yeah.
Best Friends vs. Undisputed Kingdom.
I had to poop. I didn't see this.
So there you go. It was your turn to use the laboratory. You know, it is what it is.
Best Friends won?
Yeah.
Of course they did.
It was okay. And then Swerve vs. Takeshi, the main event.
Mm-hmm.
This was a number one contenders match, officially they called it.
Which is so weird. And again, here's the thing.
With the rankings.
We talk about this all the time. The rankings don't make any sense. They're not going to make any sense because it's rankings of a fake sport.
Yeah.
But, like, there still needs to be some level of logic involved.
Such as, why did Will Ospreay beat Takeshita two or three weeks ago?
Right.
And why is he not
Takeshita
in the contender match?
Does nothing but lose.
Yeah, I mean, who did he beat on television? He beat Rocky Romero.
Right.
He beat Commander.
Right. If beating Rocky Romero to become number one contender is all you have to do.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Fine. It's cool. I'm fine we get this match. It just logically explodes your fucking rankings all over the place. But that being said, watching Takeshi and Swerve wrestle, I ain't going to complain about anything.
No, never. This match was fucking
awesome. It was awesome.
That Swerve stomp on the apron was gross.
So what do you think they're doing with Swerve, right? This is Swerve's, like, third title. Also, like, even like, this being a number one contenders match, how is Swerve not the number one contender? He's been number one contender for how long? They just keep, like, putting him through the ringer when, like, to me, he's been there. He should already be in a face-to-face program with Samoa Joe building this pay-per-view.
So, I'm guessing by their logic, he was in the match for the world title. He lost. I understand he didn't get pinned or submitted.
Sure. Right.
He's still in a match where he loses.
Mm-hmm.
So, did that knock him back down a little bit?
Right.
Then you gotta beat Takeshita again to be number one contender. I'm just trying to, maybe that's what they're doing.
Sure.
I agree. It is weird.
It's weird.
He's absolutely beating Joe for that belt of the paper.
I think so, too.
Has to happen.
And he holds it till Wembley.
If not,
yeah.
What are we doing?
Right. Because if they don't do it at Dynasty, they're never going to do it.
They're not doing it.
And it's a huge miss. I think even right now it's a huge miss. Not a huge miss, but like it's a small miss because I don't know that this is going to peak again like it did. Yeah. I don't know if Swervemania is going to peak the way it did a few weeks ago.
I mean, he's still super over.
Right, absolutely.
You know?
But, you know, when you're as high as he was, there's only down to go. So hopefully they get it back up. And I'm sure they will when him and Joe are going back and forth because Joe is so fucking good.
Sure.
But yeah, that's you have to. If you don't do it, Dynasty, you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
And it's a giant fucking missed opportunity.
I agree with
Massive
you.
Massive missed opportunity.
He's got to win it.
Yeah, I think that's
right.
He has to. That's the right way to fucking go there.
Yeah. So that was the end of Dynamite.
That honestly is all the wrestling that I watched.
This week. You know what? We're not even going to take a trip.
No.
I'll just mention it here because it's not worth. It's not worth putting a bumper in. I watched a match from Stardom.
Yeah.
It was Donna Del Mondo, their last official match together,
mm-hmm.
which was Julia, Micah, Mai Sakurai, Murray, Natsupoi, and Tsuri.
Natsupoi.
Went up against Sayori Inoue, Tam Nakano, Amy Sarray, Rena Yagemi, Saki Kashima, and Sayaka Kurara.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, man, it was fucking awesome. It was 12 women tag.
That's crazy.
So it's your classic Japan multi-person tag. Mm-hmm. Ton of fun. Donna Del Mondo wins.
Yeah.
At the end, Natsupoi cries when they do their pose at the Aww. End. That made me a little sad.
Yeah.
That's the only Japanese match I watched.
Yeah.
Nothing else happened. So I guess our WrestleMania rundown.
We got to think they're all like gearing up to get over here and
of
all
course.
That kind
of
and
shit.
And so.
Contracts are ending.
Right.
So you can't really push too many people.
Yes.
So our WrestleMania rundown.
Mm-hmm.
We on Thursday will be at Stardom.
Yes.
That's at the ECW Arena.
Sure is.
And then we are hitting DDT that night.
Yep.
And then Friday morning,
mm-hmm.
we are going to Tokyo Joshi Pro.
Sure are.
Gonna kill some time, mm-hmm. decide what to do with ourselves.
This is WrestleCon.
Probably go to WrestleCon.
A couple hours.
And then go to Ring of Honor Friday night.
Which is looking like a stacked fucking card.
Yeah, and then Saturday we'll be home.
Yes.
And then Sunday, we haven't bought tickets yet.
No.
But I think we will.
I think we're going to the, yeah.
We're gonna go to the Spark Show.
Yes.
Which is in Jersey, outside of Philly.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Stardom girls are on it.
Yeah.
Aja fucking Kong.
Yep.
Kyoki Inoue.
Basically, the reason why I'm going.
Yeah.
Is for
Aja Kong. Dude.
Yeah.
So right. I don't know if you're at any of the shows and you know who we are.
Right.
Please say hello.
Yeah. Come introduce yourselves.
If somebody points out TTD or whatever the fuck that guy's name is.
TTT. Oh, yeah.
That? Yeah.
Yeah, well,
somebody
he's disappeared, thankfully.
Yeah, but you know, it's gonna be fun. I get to see some people I don't get to see often,
mm-hmm.
so it'll be a good time, man.
Yeah,
we have some questions,
okay,
but before we get there,
yes,
we need to hear from what the fuck was their name in the video? I don't know,
the Kings of the Texas Death Match,
the Kings of the Texas Death Match. The Funks.
Texas. We're on top of the world. The Funks are back on top of the world again in professional wrestling. You're looking at the king of the Texas death matches, and you're looking at the world's greatest wrestler, the Funk family. the Texas death match with Dusty Rhodes. 50 minutes into that match, I knew exactly what was going to happen. Dusty Rhodes' stomach muscles started to relax, and you could see his bulging midsection hang all the way over his trunks. You saw him start breathing heavily, and then you started seeing him go ahead and looking for anything, anything to compete with me with, because I'm in such better physical conditioning. And he went ahead and he tried to find foreign objects and use them, but what happened? I did exactly what I said I was going to do. I beat on him until his brains turned to marshmallows and his eyeballs turned to jelly. And I would have kept on beating on him, but thank the Lord. Thank the good Lord that my brother Dory Jr. was there. Now I want you to get a tight of my arm. Get a tight of that. You can see what kind of fella Dusty Rhodes is. Do you think that an athlete would do something like that? Do you think a wrist lock can do something like that? Do you think an arm bar can do something like that? Of course it can't. Rhodes, you found out that you can bring anything into that ring and you still aren't half of the man that I am or that I have ever been.
Terry, I've never taken as much abusive language in my life, but I was there at ringside last week because I knew what was going to happen in that Texas death match. I knew you could beat Dusty Rhodes within an inch of his life, and I was there to pull you off, to keep you from keeping Dusty Rhodes from even being around Atlanta, Georgia right now.
Well, there you have the comments from Umbarger, Texas. Terry Funk is here live with us right now.
You go ahead and you side with Rhodes. But deep down in your heart, Sully, you know that the Funk family has dominated professional wrestling for the past 10 years. And before that, my father dominated it. And no family has been as important as we have. Not any individual like Dusty Rhodes. Not any brother team like the Andersons or the Briscoes. We have dominated and will continue to dominate wrestling. I want you to tell.
Thank you very much. Here's a special note of interest to all wrestling fans.
And we're back. All right. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Dory. I love you both so much. Thank you, Gordon Solie.
Yeah.
So, who are we starting with?
So I'm going to go in the order they were asked.
Okay.
So I think it's time for the Ed okay. Cody. All right.
Hold on.
Two-part question of the week.
Okay. Thank you, Dwicky.
I love you.
The new theme music for the Ed Cody question.
Yes,
of the week,
the two-parter, the
patented Ed Cody two-part question of the week.
So the first part of Ed's question this week,
yes.
So I don't heap praise on this man very often on account of him being an egomaniac, scumbag loser.
CM Punk? Oh, sorry.
Don't you fucking join it. Don't make me reveal what you said off air. Whose side are you picking?
I'm going to pee myself when I see him, too.
He'll probably like it. I love you, Phil.
Fucking freak.
So I don't heap praise on this man very often. An account of him being an egomaniac scumbag loser who was never as good as he thought he was. But I was just on Instagram and someone posted Onita's Tokyo Dome entrance where everyone is throwing trash at him while he smokes a heater. So cool. Just the coolest any wrestler in that company has ever looked. New Japan before Okada is a bit of a blind spot for me though. So, do we think Onita is the best heel in the history of New Japan? An entire dome of people booing him, throwing trash at him, genuinely hating him. More heat than anyone got in my time of watching New Japan. Just saying, fuck Onita forever, though.
It's definitely the best entrance, maybe one of, if not the best entrance in wrestling history.
It is the best entrance in wrestling history.
It's the coolest fucking thing.
Ice fucking cold. Coming out to Wild Thing.
Yeah.
Just getting littered with trash. If you haven't seen this.
Ripping a heater, like, smiling.
Yes, smiling at people throwing trash, ripping heaters.
Yep.
It is the coolest fucking visual ever.
Yeah.
Is he the most hated guy in New Japan ever? Depends on what you define as hating people.
Yeah.
That was a lot of heat.
In character, yes.
Yeah.
I think House of Torture might be rivaling as being more hated, but now, not as entertaining.
There is a moment in a match, I forget the year, but I know the match, Kojima versus Tenzan, where it's for the IWGP and the Triple Crown.
Okay.
And Kojima wins, and when Kojima's leaving, he throws the IWGP title on the ground.
Yes.
And Hiroshi Tanahashi and Shinsuke Nakamura legit try to go after him.
Yes, right.
They are so fucking mad.
Yeah.
And it's one of, the most surreal things to see. They were legit trying to fight him.
Right, yeah, for sure.
And I just, I fucking love that. But I'll agree with Ed. I do think he's probably the most hated guy to ever be in New Japan.
Right.
But God damn,
that's the guy that I'll sadly never meet because he'll always have that fucking piece of shit near him. So.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to, we went and saw Onita against Tremont at the stadium death show.
Skip the meet and greet there.
Yep. As soon as I saw RF was with him, I go, nah, I'm not doing it.
And you had to get through him.
Yep.
People get denied up and down. You had to get to him.
Absolutely.
At least you had to walk past him to get to Onita.
He
was brought in.
A lot of independent wrestlers showed their ass that
night. Did. Still making excuses about it.
Yeah.
It's fine. I get it.
I didn't know. You're so full of shit, dude.
I knew.
Yeah.
As soon as you walked in, I saw him.
Yeah. That's why we specifically didn't go get a picture.
Yep. Absolutely.
Because he was there.
Yep.
But I do agree that entrance is
it's incredible.
The coolest thing.
And it's immortalized in action figures, sharp made action figures.
You have one, I have one.
It's fantastic, yes.
So Ed's second.
Yes.
His second part of the two-parter.
The two-parter, yes, correct.
Belle Delphine has a key cover that has her bathwater in it. Can I have $25 plus shipping?
No comment. Yeah, Ed, I don't have your PayPal, so I can't put your PayPal out here to get it for you.
Well, I did tell Ed I will start a GoFundMe because God knows people just throw that around and fucking abuse that.
Sure.
Why not? Ed, I'll start a GoFundMe for you and we'll see if we can raise you $25 plus shipping.
Yeah, give it a shot.
When's your birthday?
For bathwater.
Belle Delphine's bathwater.
Hold on, Ed. Question. Get back to me. Well, if they haven't sold out, I don't know how limited of a run this thing is.
Yeah, how much bathwater does she have?
Are you going to drink it? That's my question. Are you just going to have it?
A viscous liquid.
Are you just going to, put it on a desk, wear it on a necklace or something? Put it on your neck? I don't know. I don't know what one does with this thing. I don't know. Does it work with a keyboard? Can you actually put it in a keyboard? I have no idea. If you plan to drink it, then I'll give you the $25.
Plus the shipping, or does he have to pay for shipping?
Plus the shipping. I'll give you whatever, as long as shipping's not, insane.
Yeah.
But you have to make a video of yourself drinking it.
Okay. And send it to Joe, because Joe's the exclusive video receiver of Ed.
Yes, right.
Ed and I, we are now text friends, so...
There you go.
Ed, you're such a... I tell you every week, you're a beautiful soul.
A beautiful person.
Love you so much, buddy.
Thanks, Ed.
All right.
See you in a couple days.
Yeah, Ed. Oh, man. I can't fucking wait to hang out with Ed. It's going to be so cool.
It's going to be insane.
I can't wait to, I'm just going to watch him meet Takeshi Masada.
Just melt.
Yeah. And just, like he said, what do you think I am? Going to fall on the floor and pee like girls with mint Beatles?
Is there going to be a DDT meet and greet? Did they say that?
There has to be. Yeah. If it's in that big center,
they'll probably put in a different for everybody. Room. Yeah, that'd be cool if they did that for those shows.
That's what they're doing for Tokyo Joshi Pro.
Yeah, hopefully they do it for everybody.
Ed has to meet him.
Yeah.
It has to happen.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's going to be so cool.
Yeah.
Can't wait to go hang out together. Just have a good time. Have a good night.
Either Philly or us are going to be forever changed. Maybe both.
I can't fucking wait.
Who knows?
All right. Second question of the week. You don't need a jingle for
this. Okay, no jingle.
Because this is the surprise question
of
the
week. Surprise question. I don't know what this is or who it's from.
So this question is from Mr. Adam Van.
Oh. So who gave him permission to do this?
Wow. So Vansky has a question. So we were texting last night.
All right, from now on, we charge for questions on this show.
Oh, Jesus.
It's $25 plus shipping.
Yeah, $25 plus shipping for this question. So Adam says, as you guys have been talking about a lot lately, New Japan is down bad and doesn't seem to have a way out of it in the near future.
Yes, for sure.
My question for you guys is, where do you think this leaves the next AEW New Japan Forbidden Door pay-per-view? Arguably, the two biggest New Japan stars from previous shows are currently AEW wrestlers. Mm-hmm. Do you see them pivoting to focusing on ZSJ as the big name, then try getting Finley or other lesser-known people over with the U.S. audience? Or do you think, at the risk of straining the relationship with New Japan, you open the door further to have CMLL, AAA, or even TNA participate in some way to make it a huge crossover show? Also, as an addendum, do you think they'll use the show as a way to bring back Jack Perry?
So, didn't TK announce that CMLL is involved?
He did. I'm pretty sure. Didn't officially announce that they're involved with Forbidden Door. They said they had a working partnership, but
I imagine they will be.
Then all that visa shit happens.
Oh, that's true.
And nobody's been on since, I think.
Yeah.
Even though I think Blackpool Combat Club, they're down in CMLL this weekend for that match.
Blue Panther got permission to wear a mask from the Mexican government for this match.
And he has a painting of Brian Danielson on his mask.
Yep.
Sadly, Yuta got pulled because he's hurt.
Still hurt, yeah.
And we got
Matt Sydal.
Yeah, replaced by Matt Sydal.
That's the same, sure.
So I'm going to try to get eyes on that this week.
Yeah, eventually. That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, CMLL and AAA have a very bad relationship.
Yes.
So I don't know how much they're going to want to interact with wrestlers on shows.
Right.
There's been the rumors where AEW's had AAA guys on before, and CMLL got pissed,
right.
Vice versa. I think it's tough right now because the CMLL stuff looked like it was going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Now the visa stuff apparently happened where their work visas all got yanked.
Right.
And that was kind of put on a back burner. I think it'd be cool to see Okada back in Mexico.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good question though. In my opinion, right now, New Japan does not have anybody outside of Zack Sabre Jr. With crossover appeal with the American audience. The American audiences are going to get hyped.
Yeah, about. So I don't think New Japan has anything right now that will help reignite them. I think they're hoping for a miracle that something catches on that they're not expecting. I think obviously you'll get some more stardom on Forbidden Door. You're going to see a lot more of that.
There's going to be a lot of stardom. I do agree.
But, and that being said, like, granted, it's not necessarily Forbidden Door, but the same roster, the same people are going to be there. It's just they're aligned differently, right? Instead of Okada coming over from New Japan, Okada's in AEW. Same thing with Ospreay. So you could work potentially some matches that way if you wanted. But I don't know.
I don't know.
I can't tell you really of a New Japan match that lights my world on fire.
No. Tsuji's the number one contender.
Yeah.
Who knows what they're going to do with him.
Right.
Winning a belt or whatever. Because the week after WrestleMania is Windy City Riot.
Right.
That's Naito versus Moxley.
Right. Well, and things have gotten a lot even worse for New Japan stance because, like, Okada ain't losing.
No.
Ospreay ain't losing.
No.
You know, Dragon's only going to lose to Ospreay.
Yep.
Like, what do you do? Like, where does New Japan get one up? You know?
And I wonder this, because it's not being contested in a New Japan ring.
Yeah.
But Switchblade is like, I can't wrestle New Japan anymore.
Right.
So does he even work the show?
I don't know.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, who's left for Eddie to fight? He's already fought Ishii a bunch.
Shingo.
Yeah, Eddie Shingo. That would be a match that would light my fucking world on fire.
Sure.
But other than that,
yeah.
Ain't much.
It's tough. And as far as Jack Perry goes, I know a lot of people are letting themselves get worked about this not being something that he's working out with Tony Khan. And I haven't gotten my apology. I haven't heard Tony Khan in months and blah, blah, blah. And they're absolutely trying to recharacterize him because with the roster they have, fucking like Will Ospreay can't be in the ring and you hear fucking Baltimora hit,
uh-huh.
and Jungle Boy comes out to challenge. It's got to be Jack Perry,
this new character, right. the scapegoat or whatever. But the problem is,
but the fact that Jack is trying to position himself as like a top guy is really funny.
Well, so the problem, and I was gonna say the problem is, I don't know anybody who's tuning into New Japan just to keep up with Jack Perry. You know, people tune in New Japan for your Okadas, your Ospreys, and then right. like even years ago, you know, you tuned in because you saw Okada, Omega, you heard about it, even when Jericho did his shit there,
yes.
and then you found stuff, you know. Like, and that's the goal. And when those guys went over there, when Jericho went over, the goal was, yeah, he got fat fucking paid. But it's also like, hey, from New Japan's standpoint, okay, you're here for this. What can we hook you with?
Right.
And they hooked a lot of people at that point. Now, there's nobody,
right.
in my opinion, that can hook them. Mm-hmm. Naito's Naito. Naito needs Will Ospreay to have a good match.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so flat right now. It's sad.
It's definitely flat.
Yeah. Tanahashi's at the end.
If I'm TK, I'm making it a broader event. I'm seeing if DDT will work with us.
Yeah. Cause they've worked with DDT in the past.
So do like one or two from each promotion, do two Stardom matches, two DDT matches. If you can figure out two New Japan matches.
Like,
there's one figured out already.
It
sucks but.
Because it's like, that's the problem is, I get it's for hardcore, like it's almost yes. like a hardcore fan show, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but how much can you really dedicate TV time to DDT guys?
Right. It's true.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I know DDT guys have worked like when AEW Dark was a thing, mm-hmm. and Tokyo Joshi Pro Girls worked it when it was right. a thing. But it just all depends on
yeah.
what you could do, really.
Have they announced Forbidden Door?
No.
Maybe they don't do it.
No. I think it's announced. I think it's it's not in Toronto. Was it New York City?
Yeah. New York City?
I think it was going to be at Arthur Ashe.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what they announced.
Interesting.
Yeah, but then it's weird because it throws like Wrestle Dream into a tizzy now.
Yeah, it's
you know.
Yeah,
I wonder if that was like a one and done deal.
I'd say that's a one off
because there's not really much left to do mm-hmm. with New Japan, unfortunately.
There's nothing to do when the company's down that much.
Yeah, but Vansky, thank you so much, Vansky. I'll give you an assignment.
Okay,
I want to give him a mission. I want Vansky to watch some Stardom.
Okay.
I want Vansky to watch some of these matches and see if any of the ladies hook him.
Okay.
You know?
I'm down with that.
I know Vansky got a
tight. Here's what I'll say, Adam. Thanks for the question. I actually like that question.
Yeah.
So you only owe us 25. We'll cover the ship.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. We have one more question.
My part.
From beautiful Tim Taylor. Tim Taylor question of the week.
All right, what do we got?
All right, Timmy Taylor, my G.
Tim Z.
Having a nice little vacation right now. Hope you have fun, you and the missus.
Mm-hmm.
He asked, with WrestleMania 41's location announcement on the horizon, what are some of your favorite venues that have held wrestling? Is there a venue that hasn't held an event that you wish it would?
Mm.
So, some of my favorite venues, and we talked about this a little while ago, where it feels like every building is the same,
mm-hmm.
and there's no more buildings that add character, at least the way wrestling's shot now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you used to know when wrestling was at the Spectrum,
yes.
or Madison Square Garden, or up in Boston, like
yeah.
the TD Bank or Boston Garden,
yeah.
up in Toronto. Like, mm-hmm. you could recognize those buildings.
Yeah.
Even, you know, on a smaller scale, ECW Arena.
Right.
Norfolk Scope, mm-hmm. when WCW wrestled there. I thought it was cool when we went at Atlantic City at Boardwalk Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was cool as fuck.
That's good stuff. Because
you could see the building, and mm-hmm. I thought that was really cool. So those are some of my favorite
yeah.
venues. What about yours?
So I really liked, let's see.
Kingston Armory.
Well, the Kingston Armory is absolutely going to be on my list.
That's a personal thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's also the answer to the second part of that question for me, which is not that they haven't had wrestling, but they haven't had wrestling in 30 years, 25 years.
It's been a long time.
I think that somebody can come and run there. I really do. And I think it'd be a good venue for somebody to run. But anyway, I like the balcony seats at White Eagle Hall we had for Bloodsport.
That was fun.
Those were really cool. White Eagle Hall was cool. I've been to the obviously ECW Arena is an easy answer, right? Sure. Been to the Murphy Rec for those Ring of Honor shows.
Yep.
They were really great. But like that's more the content, not the venue, right?
Did you ever go to Rexplex in Jersey?
I was also at Rexplex. Yes. Played hooker shoe toss outside the Rexplex with Kev Spencer. Another time.
Uh-huh.
But I'll say this because it's recent, it's in my brain, and I haven't been to like a ton of like big time wrestling shows, you know, like most of it's like little indie stuff and whatever. I actually really like the Licorice Center.
Yeah.
Licorice
for Temple
on Temple.
Place, yeah.
I don't think there's a bad seat in that place.
No, it's nice. The two times I've been there, the seats are cushy.
I like the Licorice Center.
I agree.
And I also actually really like the Sports and Entertainment Arena in DC that we're not getting to this year.
Sadly, because there's no show.
They're not doing it.
That was awesome.
And that's awesome because they're getting not a bad seat in that place.
None.
But the fact that we could just move over and spread out and sit in that great fucking spot, get a great view of everything.
Yep.
It's a smaller arena than like a lot of places because it's only the one level. I really dig that too. That's a really cool place. I mean, that's really it. I like going there and I liked our seats there, but like the 2300 arena isn't special anymore. People can go and take their pictures and chant all they want.
Yeah.
And like, I was never at an ECW show there, so I can't
take their pictures in the bathroom.
Right. So I can't be like, oh, well, it's not the ECW arena, but I was in the ECW arena for stuff.
Yeah.
Later on, it's just not as special anymore.
Yeah.
It's practically unrecognizable in there. It doesn't have, as much as Tommy Dreamer wants to tell you, it doesn't have that aura that it once did.
Yeah.
But I do like the location of it, because Tony Lucas is right there.
Absolutely.
Well, Tony and Nick's.
I was happy that I got to go to the Garden.
Yeah.
That was like a cool fucking moment
for me. I want to see a wrestling show at the Garden someday. I've never been there.
That was like,
yeah.
Wow. And getting to see Okada win the IWGP title there, that's like insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really... There's not, like, anything left for me, I think, that, like, I really need to go there.
Yeah.
There's, like, a venue I want to go to best for music, and that's Red Rocks.
Right.
Like, that looks cool. Mm-hmm. That's always looks so cool.
Yeah. There's historic venues I wish I had gotten to, but they were out of reach, like the Sportatorium.
Sure.
Never had a chance.
Once Doug has my time machine fixed, we're going to the Sportatorium in 85.
Yes, like, exactly. Doop.
That would have been cool as fuck to go to. But other than that, there's just not...
All these arenas, when they get remodeled, when they get built new, whatever, like, none of these buildings have personality anymore.
They lose a lot of character.
It's all data and, you know, numbers because they're like, okay, we got to fit this many seats in here. We can't build this because if we put this here, then that cuts out these seats and we can't cut out these seats. We got to do this. Like, it's all numbers and stats now. It's not, like... there's no personality. There's no, you know.
No, and that's like I remember us talking to you a while ago. Like, the way shows are shot on TV, there's just no personality in the building.
But you know what? The last building that has any personality for wrestling that was basically the territory got killed by a terrible fucking show is the Hammerstein.
Yeah.
The Hammerstein's cool as shit. I've never been there for wrestling.
That'd be cool.
Been there for Danzig.
Right, we were.
But like that, you know,
that
got kind of killed.
Yeah.
So,
you know, we were at like the Showboat. That was fun. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a nice spot, you know. But yeah, there's
Sokols.
That's true. Sokols.
I like Sokols.
I do too.
For sure.
It's fun as fuck.
Absolutely.
But other than that,
there's
just not much left anyway. Mm-hmm. Listen, if you have any answers to any of the questions, Tim, thank you so much again. I love you, buddy.
Tim's
A. If you have your answers to these questions, throw them out either on your whatever show you record.
Right.
Put them in the Discord, soon to be named Network Discord.
Email us. We need wrestling at gmail, @we need wrestling on social media, at least on
I'm curious to see what Instagram, people's thoughts Twitter, are on
Facebook.
These.
Yeah,
they're good questions.
They are. They're good. I like answering these questions, particularly on a week where we don't have a ton of wrestling. So.
Yeah. So,
but if this becomes a questions podcast, we're just two guys asking questions.
We're answering questions.
Answering questions. Yeah. Right. Sorry.
But Ed, Adam, and Tim mm-hmm. again. Thank you so much. Y'all are the best.
Yeah.
Did you buy anything?
I did.
What did you buy?
Brakes and rotors on all four of my fucking tires today.
It's a big bill.
You want the number on that?
That's a big bill.
You want the number on that?
I guess.
Sure.
Brakes and rotors.
Yep. It was down to the metal.
$625.
Fronts and rears, my dude.
Where the fuck did you go?
I go to the dealer.
Oh, God.
Hmm?
So they bent you over while doing it, too. 11?
15.
Oh, my God.
Well, it included inspection and stuff. So 15 with inspection and, yeah. Yep.
How's your butt feel after that?
It's fine.
Ugh.
Yep.
Ouch.
I think it's the first time I got rotors on this car, and I'm at 60,000 miles, so, yeah.
That hurt. Gotta get yourself a local mechanic, my man.
I wish I could, but I drive one of them fancy foreign cars that are a pain in the ass.
That's true. That's why you gotta buy American.
That's right.
Like my Chevy.
I did have a loaner Outback today that I liked.
Yeah?
Give me a loaner for a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. My uncle right now, he has like his big Chevy truck.
Yeah.
But he doesn't drive it around a lot because he's like, I'm saving miles. It's like, right. He bought a beater fucking 2015 Subaru Outback.
Yeah.
Loves it.
Yeah.
He's like, I got you from point A to point B.
I like driving that little Outback.
That's all that I need. So.
Yeah. And the thing is about my, like, I have a very fancy, very big car.
You do. Yeah, you do.
That will be, you know, I don't know that I'll ever drive anything that fancy ever again, but I do have it for a while. So, and I do really like it, but yeah.
Yep. I love my car.
15.
The car's a nice ride, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice. It's a good driving.
It's a nice, smooth ride.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, I bought a couple things.
Right.
I did buy the ROH Claudio.
Okay. I thought about it.
I was like, I want it.
And I like that it's free shipping on all vault orders.
Yeah,
that's
right?
Nice.
That's great.
Because like when you look at 35 for like what's a like not an elite or yeah. not, it's an elite.
It's a limited number.
But it's not a supreme or whatever. You're like, eh. But when you realize that you knock $8-$9 off for shipping.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good deal. Yeah.
Boy, that Malachi sold out fast.
Yeah, it did.
Which makes me want to get rid of my old Supreme Malachi
mm-hmm.
that I never opened. Because apparently that goes for a lot of money for some reason.
Yeah.
And then in one of the other figure groups I'm in, I bought one of the Char Pro Mudas I didn't have. It's the one where he comes with the skull hood and he has like the dragon around his shoulder and the one dragon head on his left shoulder.
Okay.
So I bought that
nice.
For a good price. And because we're talking about Spark earlier, he put up for a good price. I bought the Aja Kong Junk Shop Dog figure.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Where at?
He put it up in, there's a one group, I think it's called Wrestling Figures Anonymous.
Oh, nice.
Put it up.
Oh, cool.
He set a price. I sent a lower price. We met in the middle.
Nice.
So I think shipped it was $26.
Why is someone selling it for that cheap? That's crazy.
You just offloaded a bunch of shit.
All right.
So
that's cool.
I was like, sick.
Nice.
So
yeah.
Because I was like, oh fuck. I was like, hey, could you have this out by next Sunday? He's like, yeah, you'll get it. And then I'm like, oh fuck. They're not allowing outside items.
Yeah.
Part of me's like, god damn, why did I fucking buy this
yep.
then? But you know, hey, I wanted it. So if Aja Kong's not selling it at her table, then mm-hmm. whatever. I have the Aja Kong. Yeah. I wanted it. And it was cheaper than
right.
what's their faces.
Yeah.
So I figured, why the fuck not?
Yeah, that's cool.
So
nice.
That's all I bought
all right.
that I'm willing to tell you about.
Oh.
I bought something else.
Oh. I fancy. May,
I'll bring it up when it arrives.
Okay. I like it.
Not wrestling related.
Oh.
So.
All right.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, we got nothing else, right?
No, that's it, man. It was a slow fucking week.
It sure was.
Thankfully, it was a slow week for you because you were sick. So right. that just helped you, if yeah. anything.
Yeah, and then, like, next...
yeah, next Thursday, I don't know what the fuck our format's going to
no
be.
No clue.
So, we'll get something out. I don't know how long it'll yeah. be. I don't know.
I doubt it's going to be a rundown of, like, Dynamite and
no,
stuff.
No, it won't. It's just going to be...
We're going to be insane.
Yeah, we're going to have a special guest, and it's going to be...
Yeah.
Silly.
And then the week after that's going to be the big rundown or Mania. So, like, you have two pretty big crazy shows coming up.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. But, that, I mean, that's it. So, we'll just get out of here, right? Yeah, that's it, man. Thanks for listening to the All Coughs episode of We Need Wrestling.
All coughs all the time.
All coughs all the time.
You know, I have cough drops in my pocket.
I got some over there. I probably should have took them, too.
Why? What are you doing?
I'm an idiot.
You're not an idiot. Well, you're just forgetful.
That's true.
You're just trying to self-punish as you cough more.
I didn't think, I swear to God, I didn't cough all. I was like, oh, my cough is gone.
You're talking.
And I'm talking. You did this to me. It's your fault.
Sorry.
Yeah, so thanks for listening, everybody. This has been We Need Wrestling. You can find us online at We Need Wrestling, weneedwrestling.com. We Need Wrestling on social medias. Email the show, weneedwrestling@gmail.com. We're a proud member of the soon-to-be-named network at STBN Network on Twitter. Soon-to-be-named-network.com, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. All the shows there. Tim from Final Wrestling Place. Adam from At Odds with Wrestling. Ed from Hayabusa, but that's over, whatever. Ed from, I guess, most of the shows on the Soon to Be Named Network at this point.
Ed from Life.
Yeah, Ed from Life. cut it out. And
fuck you.
Our other show, Wings on Wings, we have a special two-parter going, first part dropped this week.
Yes.
Of Michelle, Doug, and I doing a 12 sauce challenge. Spoiler alert. One of the three of us puked after the second episode that we did. It wasn't me. What else is there's a bunch of just look, there's a bunch of shit everywhere.
Sure.
There's a bunch of shit everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's all we got.
We'll be back next week with who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
Tune in to find out what this show is going to sound like from a hotel room in Philly after a day of wrestling and Ed Cody.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. Ed, you're wonderful. Goodbye.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network. The Lamborghini.
Vroom, 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 vroom.
Of podcast networks.
Knock it off, nerds!